Rabbis love numbers. When you see a rabbi speak to another rabbi, they're often speaking about numbers in this way. They ask their friends, how many people come to your shul? How many people are at your Yom Kippur service? How many people come to your daily meeting? In our family, with four rabbis, there's a bit of a competition with numbers. When we gather together, we ask, how many people came to last Friday night service? One rabbi in the family says 75. And the response from another rabbi is, that sounds unbelievable, but we had 76. But the question that rabbis don't often ask each other is a question I want to ask today. And that is, who are the individuals behind those numbers that make up our communities? Rabbi Joseph Soloveitchik, in his essay, The Community, writes about the dignity of the individual. He writes, to recognize a person is not to identify them physically. It is more than that. It is to identify them existentially. He says, to recognize a person is to acknowledge that they have a job to do, and they are the only one that can do that job. To recognize a person is to make them aware that they are irreplaceable. What Rabbi Joseph Soloveitchik is saying is that the individual counts within the fabric of the community. Over this past year at Sinai, I've had the privilege of meeting one-on-one with our new members that walk through our doors for the first time. And I asked them a couple of questions, but one I asked is, why and how did you walk through our doors? And I have found a various wide variety of answers. They were just married, they suffered a loss, they moved from Dallas to New York, or they've been in Los Angeles a long time unaffiliated and loved our inspiring Shabbat and holiday services. They love the people here, they love what we do, and they wanted to be part of that fabric. And through that process, I had learned to appreciate the words of Rabbi Soloveitchik about the dignity of the individual. In our Torah portion this morning, we read a census. And when we read a census, or when we take a census, it is nothing to do with the story behind the person. It is purely a count. It is purely taking attendance of who is there. But when we read the census in the Torah of Bamidbar, the book of Numbers, they don't just count heads, but they count names and families and begin to tell the stories of where these individuals came from. You see, what Rabbi Soloveitchik is really teaching us is the identity of a religious community, not just to be a mass of people, but to be respectful and the dignity of the individual. Last July 1st, I ended up in a very large synagogue called Sinai Temple. But about 7 or 8 months later, I'm proud to say that I have found an intimate family. A family that prays and celebrates together. A family that mourns and cries together. As our good friend Norm Pell told me this morning, as he always gives us fantastic hugs, he told me like this. He said, you will not go to another congregation in this country that hugs more than Sinai Temple. He's right. Why is that? Because we do not just count the number of people in our sanctuary, but we recount. We recount the stories behind those numbers. As Leonard Fine, the great social scientist, writes in his book Against the Dying of the Light, a quote by Stephen Vincent Benet, he says, when you drop a stone in the pond, the circle spread. And he writes, who will know what far shore off land those circles will break? So this Shabbat morning, as we celebrate installation and renewal, I ask us not to just count, because we are more than numbers. We are the Sinai Temple community. Shabbat Shalom.